Rabbi, so let's begin. Today, in Eretz Yisrael today, there is a, it is a day of mourning. Okay?
Mugdam.
I'm not getting into any halachic. Okay, what? Let's go and take a little bit of a detour. You know, we know that Yom HaShoah, this day that has been established by many as a day to memorialize the Holocaust, is a very controversial thing in the Haredi world. Mm-hmm. The Gedolei Yisrael, from the very beginning, it was controversial.
It was.
The Gedolei Yisrael were very against it. They were very against it. Rav Moshe was against it. Rav Soloveitchik was against it. Their approach was a national tragedy for the entire Klal Yisrael. It's only to be memorialized on Tisha B'Av. On the other hand, you have to understand that. Wait! You have to understand.
Historically, it's not right. After the Holocaust, a lot of people accept the Shabbos of Thomas. They said that was a Yom HaShoah.
Rav Moshe writes.
Gedolim said it should be on Tisha B'Av because
the
involved
5-6 years.
Okay, all right. Listen, let's not get it. Let's not fight about. Listen.
No,
whatever it is, Rav Moshe, Rav Soloveitchik, Ad Kidei Kach, he was against even saying a kino on Tisha B'Av for the Holocaust. Ad Kidei Kach. That's how far, how much he held.
For a different reason, he said we're not up to the level.
It's nichlal in all the kinnas of Tisha Ad Kedekach. Now, on the other hand, there are many events, Tach the Tat, or other things where Gedolei Yisrael did make special days. In the Crusades are coming up now. There are certain dates. I don't remember all the different examples.
Oh, the fact that we say Avarachman during the Sphira,
that's what happened, and there are other things also. There are other days.
Yes.
Rabbeinu, many say it. The Chodesh Chil Shiyu say, because that's what the Crusades, the 1096. Okay. Rabbeinu Tam was Masakin. I've got the calendar date. There are all certain days. There's a terrible tsar song, and Tamuz. Is a date in Tamuz? No.
I know if you.
Sivan. Now, which day in Sivan?
Chav Sivan
is a day of Yom Tzoyim. Terrible things happen. By the way, Rishonim was established. So it's not so simple. It's not so simple that a day of tragedy is not memorialized on the day that it occurs. It's not so simple. But one chiluk that I saw explained by some is that the events that we do have in history where Gedolei Yisrael did establish a Yom Tzom to commemorate were events that happened in a certain community. But an event that's tragic on a national level for the Gantz Klal Yisrael, there's nothing been so tragic for Klal Yisrael like the Holocaust since the Churban Beis Hamikdash. That is a different league, and that fits in the category. Now, what about this always disturbed me. What about what is called in Eretz Yisrael Yom HaZikaron, the day before Yom HaAtzmaut, when in Eretz Yisrael it is a day of national mourning. What do the Gedolei Yisrael say about Yom HaZikaron? Gedolei Yisrael, the Haredim are not. I don't have to elaborate. So you know, I never received clarity on this. I looked, and there's virtually, why am I saying, silence. The Gedolei Yisrael did not comment on this. In fact, the only thing I found is on a very interesting article from Haaretz. You can go online, and Haaretz was not known to be very pro Haredi.
They're not known to be very pro Israel,
provide. And she interviewed a number of Haredim. Very interesting. Okay, look, what are the Gedolei Yisrael? What does Rav Moshe say about Yom HaZikaron? There's nothing. There's no word. What did Rav Soloveitchik say about Yom HaZikaron? Nothing. It's a secular state to some degree. I mean, it was established in the year 1919. The first 2 years, they commemorated, they memorialized those who died on Yom HaZikaron itself. Go on Wikipedia, and then it took 2 years. They were fighting when should they settle on a day. So they decided 2 years after the establishment of the state, 1950, they decided it's going to be the day before. What did the Gedolei Yisrael say about this? They said a lot about Yom HaShoah. There's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of material you can find, but you don't have any. So I don't know. But I did see in this article where a person interviewed Charedim in Nea Sharim, and basically they're very respectful. All they basically say is, listen, you know, it is what it is, but there's no one in Eretz Yisrael, no matter who you are, whether you're a Haredi, a Chiloni, even all, any stripe, that does not have someone in the family that died defending Eretz Yisrael. There's no, it's impossible. Living in Eretz Yisrael, you know someone personally, or you know of a family, you know of it. And people who, then the whole, today they write that there's going to be 1.5 million people in Eretz Yisrael attending an official memorial. And we just finished learning the last thing is when Gans Klal Yisrael is being mitzayer, is an Isaac and Tsar, even if you're from the extreme right wing, who doesn't want, you know, we know every, we don't have to elaborate all the controversies. If Klal Yisrael is in the matzav of tsar, you have a duty to be mishtatef b'tsaron shel Yisrael. Since 1860, okay, that's the number, the year 1860, that's when, I don't know, that's when the Zionist establishment started to some degree. The numbers that they're using this year, there have been 23,477 people on record, and it's probably a lot more than that, but at least on record.
1860, it was just started like years ago. Because
everything is a controversy. It's not fair. I know. So they went earlier. They went back. They went back earlier and earlier. Every couple of years, they kept on pushing back the starting point. So now, at this point in time, officially in Eretz Yisrael, that you're going to read online. By the way, I read all this on Haredi, all the Haredi websites. They're all telling us this, is that from the year 1860 on record, there are 23,477 people who have given up their life to defend Eretz Yisrael, which includes both, they also revised the numbers. They used to only focus on soldiers, people who actually fought, and then they decide anyone who died as a victim of terror, that's also part of the defense of Eretz Yisrael. No, I don't know if that includes. That's another controversy. Who keeps the numbers? Okay, whatever. This year alone, Rachmana Litzlan, 68 people died. Since last year, this time, 68 people have died, and 31 civilians. 58 people died in official. Soldiers and 31 civilians have been killed, died, Al Kiddush Hashem, defending Eretz Yisrael. That's Taka 99. It's very interesting. 99 people, Rachman Litzlan. And they have here, I mean, the numbers are just horrendous. How many widows are living? There are 4,917 almanos. There are 1,948 yesoimim under the age of 30. Okay, there are 9,442 bereaved parents. I mean, and families, there are 16,370 families. And these are just the families on record. And there are a lot more that did not get into the official record. And we're not talking about people who have been injured. I mean, Rachmana Litzlan, a person who's injured, their life is over, the whole life is a different life. And every single person is affected, the whole family is affected. So we're dealing over here with an enormous, enormous degree of tsar that is beyond imagination. And if 1.5 million people are actually physically going to an event today, to be mishtatef in the tsar, how could any living, thinking person, no matter where you fall, these are Acheinu B'nei Yisrael, how could you not be mishtatef in their tsar on this day? And this is pretty much what it says in Haaretz. This is pretty much an interview with the average Haredi in the street. The Gedolei Yisrael, I can't find any comment from at least.
The comment that the Gedolei Yisrael said, this is the only day when they have the.
Yeah, the only day, yeah.
When they have the sirens going, that there's no Lashon Hara spoken in all of Eretz Yisrael.
Okay, but I thought you were going to say something. Okay, but it's something which is different. It's a different type of day. You don't have to be involved in politics. It's a very great tsar. There's no question about it, no matter where you fall, wherever part of the political spectrum, you find yourself, it's a day to be mishtatef in the tsar of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, I just want to say over a few words. A few words in reference, and actually they say, some of the Haredim, they say very, I like very much what some of the response says, that we have it better than them, because unfortunately, Rahman will stand there, you know, there are about 7 million Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. Approximately 7 million Jews, and unfortunately many of them are not religious, and many of them, even if they would want to do something religious, something meaningful for the people, for the Kedoshim, they can't, they don't know what to do. They don't know how to learn a Mishnah. They don't know how to read a Pasuk. They don't know how to say Kaddish. And the Haredim that have been interviewed, they say, Baruch Hashem, we're able to express ourselves in a Yiddish way. We can learn Mishnayos, we can dive in better, we can do things. And Adarabba, a person today has a chiyuv to some degree to do something l'zecher u'le'ilei nishmois, the Kedoshim who have died al Kiddush Hashem defending Eretz Yisrael. Now in that light, I wanted to say over some ideas, some very short ideas. This idea I mentioned actually last year, I have a little bit of a Hisafa, as the first Rashi in Chumash. The first Rashi in Chumash asked the question, Omar Rabbi Yitzchok, lo hayitzorech lahaschil es atoira ela me'achoydesh hazel lochem shahoya mitzvah rishonish nitztavu bo Yisrael. Matam posach bebreishis. Why does the beginning breishis? Mishum koyach ma'asav higiliyamo lo seis lohem nach laskoyim. She'im yoimru, if the umois ha'olam will say to Klal Yisrael, oimim li Yisrael listim atem, you're a bunch of ganovim, Shekibashtem Artsoy Shivas Shivagam, you conquered, you stole the land of Eretz Yisrael. Hey Moimrim. So the Jewish people will respond back to the Umos Olam, Kol Ha'ored Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hi, who Barah, Hashem created the land, V'nosna La'asher Yoshar Be'enav, V'ritzoynoi Nitna Lohem, U'v'ritzoynoi Nitla Mehem. And Hashem's will, He gave it to the seven nations, and Hashem's will took it away from them, V'nosna Lanu. Now let me ask you, who are the people that are responding? The Heim Oimrim, Klal Yisrael will respond back. Does it mean the politicians? Does it mean us in America? Hey, we're going to say to the Umay Sa'olam, it's Hashem's world. He who bara'ah, Hashem created. These are very powerful words. It's a statement. Who bara'ah, the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. The Nosna Lasher Yosha Be'enof, He gave it to who was fit in His eyes. The Ritzayna Nidna Lohem, the Ritzayna Nidla Mehem, the Nosna Lanu. Who is the Hey Mamru? Us here in America, the politicians.
Definitely not Ben Gurion.
Who are the Heimamru? If there's anyone that you can say fulfills, is the true Heimamru, it's the people who put their lives on the line. Like we learned today in Yirmiyah. Dibru, you spoke, Dibart, but your actions say otherwise. You talk is cheap. It's all good and fine to hide in another country and hide behind the security of someone else. But when you're actually on the front lines, putting your life on the line to give up Eretz Yisrael, there's no one that can say that these people are not the true people who are the ones who are the Veheim Amru. They've given up their lives. They are the ones who have made a statement like none other. Their actions speak louder than words. Hu bira'ah, Hashem created this world. He gave Eretz Yisrael to whom He wanted. He took it away from whom He wanted, and He gave it to us. These are people who are the people of Hey Mamru. This is a tribute to the people who were Nifter, who died al Kiddush Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. We have to recognize they are the ones who have made the statement of Kol Ha'aretz Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hi. The earth belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is a very big schus for their neshamas. Okay, now I want to go to another quick idea. Another short idea. We probably also mentioned something like this yesterday, but to do the Yisoid. The first time we find in Tanakh a person who died in battle, in conquest of Eretz Yisrael, is in Yehoshua. It says in the pasuk simply 36 people die in the battle of Achor. Yerichai was a miraculous success. There were no casualties. There was no collateral damage. Everyone in Klal Yisrael survived. But when it came to Ai, Klal Yisrael was not so lucky. Now, let me read you some sukkim and learn some important limudim. What? Let's go through some of the psukim, some things that I came across yesterday. Let's go run through some short, very short ideas. Okay, so they come to Ai, and Yeshua sends up 3,000 men. They have a debate: how many people should we send into battle? The people, the experts,
the strategists,
they tell Yeshua is the Melech. They tell him they were planning to send in, who knows, 30,000 troops. Nah, we only need 3,000 troops. Easy. This is going to be easy. 3,000 men went to conquer Ai. And you know what happened? They were defeated. They fled lifnei anshei ha'ai. They fled. They were defeated. The anshei ha'ai smote. Is that the right word?
Yes.
They smote Ai kishloishim v'shishish. It says in the pasuk, 36 soldiers fell in battle conquering Eretz Yisrael. This is the first time in Tanakh, I believe, because everything in the Torah is before Eretz Yisrael. It's in Mitzrayim, it's in the Midbar. You don't find anyone fighting for Eretz Yisrael. The first time we find a soldier falling in battle is here, where it says that 36 men fell, they died. They pursued them lifnei hashar ad hashavodim until nimvu place. They smote them on the slope downward. And the pasuk goes on to say, vayimas levav ha'am vayihi lamoyim, their hearts melted and it turned into water. Rashi in this pasuk comments, draws from the medrash, that the 36 people was none other than one person. It was one person who died. Yair ben Menashe. And the reason why the pasuk records him as 36 people is because he was shakel keneged 36 people, not any 36 people. Rubon shel Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin has 70 members. He was the majority. That's how great he was. And this is a very powerful Libud Musar for us to focus on. Whenever Rachmana Litzlan, a soldier dies defending Eretz Yisrael, to some degree, he's a nitzitz of Yair ben Menashe. He finds he is similar to Yair ben Menashe. Yair ben Menashe, the way the Torah defines him, Yeshua defines him, don't look at a person just, a person died. A person who dies defending Eretz Yisrael is shakol keneged Ruban Shel Sanhedrin. Don't look at a person who comes to the enemy. Even a million combatants from the Umos Olam, whatever, just a number. By Klal Yisrael, a neshama is priceless. A soldier is not just one neshama. You make a calculation, they go, it's horrible things, they make calculations, they go to battle. How many soldiers do we expect, well, they're going to die? And will society accept such a number? Right? The people who make the strategy, they go and they make these calculations. Oh, will the society accept 100 soldiers? You hear this in the United States. If we'll go and we'll fight ISIS, so this is the statistics that we're going to die. Will the government, will the citizens of America, will they be willing to accept such a number, so many coffins being sent home? It's a statistics. There's no, the first thing you learn about the chayolei, the chayolim who die al kiddush Hashem, we're not dealing with statistics. Even one person is off the charts. One person is already a shakel keneged Ruban Shel Sanhedrin. And that is a very important limud that the Torah is teaching us to focus on when you're dealing with just not just numbers. We read over here 23,000 people, 23. It's not numbers. Even one person is shakal keneged Reuben shel Sanhedrin. Okay, the next limud, the next important limud to learn from is what is Yoshua? How does he respond? Vayikra Yoshua simloy sof. He rises kriya vayipol al ponov aritzel lifnei aron Hashem ado erev who is ignei yisrael vayalu offer al reisham, and he puts offer al reisham. The Medrash says, why did they put offer al reisham? In order to be reminded of the zuchus of Avraham Avinu, who said about himself, the Anochi Ofer Vayefer. Why specifically Avraham? There's a very powerful limud. Avraham, there's a concept in halacha, a very interesting concept called tefillah, to daven in advance. Generally speaking, we're brainwashed and we first daven to Hashem when we got a problem. As long as we're smooth sailing, everything is okay, you don't have to daven. When there's a tzara, we respond. We learn in the Torah in one place, there's a concept called tefillah lifnei hatzara. When Avraham traveled, was sent to Eretz Yisrael, he came to Eretz Yisrael, he came at the beginning of Parashas Lech Lecha, Avraham Avinu, he comes to Ai, vayatek mishamahara, mikedem leveisel, vayet oholo, he pitched his tent, leveisel miyom v'ai mikedem, he pitched his tent, beisel miyom, I mikedem vayiven shom mizbech laHashem ayikra b'shem Hashem. Rashi on this pasuk meaning of Lech Lecha, pasuk Ches writes, why did he daven? Vayiven shom mizbech nisnabei Avram Avinu he saw derech ruach hakodesh sheasidin banav likoshel shom ba'avoin shom al avoin ochon. He saw that there's someone going to die because of the chet of ochon, and that's why they died. He took from the spoils. The hispalel shom aleihem. Avraham was mispalel in advance. He was mispalel in advance. In fact, as I'll say, if not for the tefillah of Avraham here at this point in time, the whole Klal Yisrael would have been wiped out. That's very interesting, because how many soldiers went to fight? Think about this.
3,000.
Klal Yisrael, at this point, are many millions. Okay, we know that at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim there were 600,000 men from the age of 20 and above. Women, children, we're dealing with 3 million. And now we're 40 years later. So we're dealing, the numbers must have gone up to, who knows what the numbers are. The numbers are very, very large. And the Medrash
didn't go up that much.
It didn't. Okay, the 40 years, okay, whatever it is. But there are 3 million people for sure. And the Medrash says there would not remain even a single survivor from Klal Yisrael. Only because of the tefillah of Avraham Avinu lifnei hatzara de Klal Yisrael. So you learn 2 yesodos. Number one, today is the day of tefillah. Today, the only place you find the concept tefillah lifnei hatzara is Melchemes Eretz Yisrael. There's tefillah lifnei hatzara of everything. A person should be mispalel his whole life and he should not get sick. And he should be mispalel that if he gets sick, he should find the right doctor and everything should be a-okay. A person should not find himself in a situation where he doesn't have a job. If he needs to find a job, there's an inyan of being mispalel lifnei hatzara for everything. But the makar of tefillah lifnei hatzara is found in battle. Is that if Klal Yisrael needs to go out to battle, it's a little bit too late to rally the troops to start being mispalel now. The inyan of being mispalel before is to be mispalel way in advance. And on a day when we focus on chayolim, who have given up their lives, it's a reminder that it could have been a lot worse, rachmana litzlan. It's only because someone was mispalel for us way in advance, and it requires us to wake up, and we should be mispalel now in advance. Tfilo lifnei hatzara. That's yisoid number one. Yisoid. Okay. Now let's go. I forgot. I want to say something about it. Let's go further. Now let's go to another point. I want to remember. Our Kaddish Baruch Hu says, and that's we find the offer al roishem. Okay, and then we go to the next pasuk. The next pasuk is he rips his clothing, puts on offer al roishem to remind of Avraham Avinu. He was in the spalo. Vayomer Yeshua. Yeshua says to Hashem, Aho Hashem Elokim Lama Ha'evarto Ha'avir. Why did you bring us over here? And he goes on to say, and now remember, I wanted to say really fits better into this pasuk, is that even though only 3,000 soldiers fought, the defeat of these 3,000 soldiers would result, Yeshua says, in that it would empower the arrogance and the guile of the Umos Olam, and will come attack us. We unfortunately think that it's not our battle. We here are safe. We're in America. We're secure, even if an Eretz Yisrael. How many people are on the front lines? If there's a battle, no, the battle is a battle. It's not so. Every defeat, every time a soldier dies in battle, this gives the Umos Sa'olam tremendous strength. It gives them courage to wipe out the whole Klal Yisrael. It's exactly what Yeshua says to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The way to deal with the loss of a person, it's not just one person died. The Reuven Sol Sanhedrin died. He makes it very clear. 36 people died, or one Yerbe Menashe died. They're celebrating. The Umos Sol Olam are celebrating. We can do it. Look, we've succeeded in wiping out one person. It empowers them. The Sakana of the loss of one person is a very great sakana for the entire Klal Yisrael. It's something to think about, something to take note of, to be worried about, to mourn over. Forget about mourning for the loss of those who died. Worry for the living. The living are in a very great sakana. When the Umos Olam see that Klal Yisrael suffers, 68 people have died, 31 civilians, it empowers them. It's a tremendous sakana for Klal Yisrael. The blood of Klal Yisrael is cheap in their eyes. Alright, let's jump one ahead to the next pasuk. This is a very interesting thing. I came across the Mam Loev. It was very, very interesting, very disturbing to me. Vayomer Hashem el Yehoshua kumloch. Lama zeh atenifel al ponecha. Get up. Why are you falling on your face? I've accepted your tefillah. So we commonly understand the reason why Klal Yisrael suffered this defeat is because the sin of Achan. Achan, at the time of Yericho, took from the spoils. He took from the spoils. So that's why we suffered. And the whole Chotah Yisrael, Kol Yisrael Arim Zelazeh, if we allow this to happen, it's a big problem. But the Medrash says something very different. Hashem said to Yehoshua, there's another reason why you were defeated. It's because you, Yehoshua, did not go out to fight to lead them. You promised Moshe Rabbeinu that you will go before the people. I don't have the pasuk in my tongue. Yeshua has to go out and fight. Yeshua made a mistake. He sat home. He sat, we defeated Yericho. There's a small little battle over here. I will send out 3,000. I'm going to stay home. Let the 3,000 soldiers go. They'll go and they'll fight.
Commanders were sitting in the television rooms with the drones, and they were not up front.
Hashem said to Yeshua, in other words, besides the chet of Achan, you know, what the Medrash means to say is, Achan was a problem. That problem would have been dealt with at some point in time. But there's another reason why this tragedy happened, because you were not there on the front lines. And the message is a very powerful message. The average person is not able to find the front lines for whatever reason. But it leads to feel the achrayus. You're not going to fight in the front lines, whether it's political reason, whether it's because you're physically unable, whether you're chutz li'aretz, but at least in your mind, to feel a sense of guilt, at least to feel a sense of duty, to be mispalo, to do tshuva, that if people are there, they're fighting for you on the front lines, giving up their lives, why is their blood less red than your blood? At least you should feel the guilt. I should be there with them. If I can't be there, let me at least do something for them. Let me give money. Let me be mispalo. Let me learn. Let me be a better person. So in my zuchus, it should be kumlach. Where are you? This is Hashem's Vesh. When Rachman al Nitzlan, a soldier dies, you're guilty. It's not just you're guilty because of Achan, because you did Averis. You're guilty because you were not there with him. Come, get up and go with him. Yeah?
A lot of these people come around for the show for weddings, schnars, whatever. Ask them if they were in the army.
Okay.
Were in the army.
Yeah. Oh. They were in the army. They were in the army.
And afterwards, they became former order.
Okay, that's right.
So you know.
That's right. Don't believe. You read the media. You read the media. You go online. They make the Haredim all seem like people that could not care. It's so not true. There are Yechidim. Everyone knows. But the Hamoinam. There is a degree of responsibility. It's a very complicated world. We're not here to talk politics, but. You have a duty. Kumloch, where are you? You also have a duty. And the last point I want to make sure point is the key words of v'chrisu hashemenim in aretz umata se l'shimcha ha-godol. You have to realize the chil Hashem. It's not just a matter of the last words of Yeshua, the last words of mourning of Tzar that he expressed at this point of time is umata se l'shimcha ha-godol. It's not just a state like any other state. It's Eretz HaKodesh, it's Eretz Yisrael, it's a chil Hashem. When a soldier dies in battle, besides the tsar, for the family, for the Klal Yisrael, for ever living and everyone, it's a tremendous chilul Hashem. How can such a thing happen that someone dies defending the Eretz Yisrael, which is the land which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his Shechina is resting, where there's a Hashkocha Pratis. It's a chilul Hashem, and we are responsible for that chilul Hashem. May we do things today to daven, to learn, and may these kedushim be for us militze yosher, and may their neshamas have an aliyah, and we should be zeichet to the geula shleima b'mehera v'yameinu. Amen.